Thank you so much for tuning into the 13th Avenue Media Podcast. We are a company that belongs in the year 2020. We do modern media. So that is all things social, Facebook, Instagram, Instagram stories, reels. We do videos and we put captions under the videos because you don't want to put a video out without a caption, right? So if you are interested in exploding your media for your business, reach out to us. Check us out at 13th Avenue Media. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Alyssa Palenzuela.
Hello, Sharon Thackeray.
It's such a nice day. We are driving from Sarasota.
Yes.
And it's been kind of a tradition, without it being planned, to drive and do a podcast.
Yes.
So, first and foremost, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. And I think this is our first podcast in the pandemic.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So there you go. Look at us. We thought we would just say hello. We miss you guys. We've been doing so many other things with 13th Avenue Media. But why would we waste any precious time to not give you all value as Alyssa drives?
This person should have cut me off.
Alyssa's, don't cut off Alyssa. You kidding me?
We're good.
All right. So we just left a client in Sarasota that own a horse farm.
Yes. Winston Oaks.
Winston Oaks.
Yay.
Oh, can I just say that was a beautiful experience.
Yeah, it was. It was such a nice way to just start the day.
Yeah. Like, that's a real gift that we have clients that own a horse farm. I can't even say it.
Honestly, it's the best.
So I fell in love with Hugh.
It was Sharon's first time being there.
It was my first time.
My second. So I knew Hugh, and it just, you guys connected, though, on like some other level that I'll never experience, I think.
I'm completely in love with Hugh.
I know. I think Hugh's in love with you, too, honestly. He was this beautiful, she called him a dun, right?
That's yes.
What she was saying. Light brown horse. Oh, my God. He's just so gorgeous.
With this beautiful silver mane that I feel like women are dying to get their hair color that perfect. Yeah. And Hugh, who is, of course, named after Hugh Hefner, which, you know, is understandable that we would fall in love because he's a playboy.
Yeah, he's, as Christina said, and Christina from Winston Oaks said, that Hugh is a ladies' man.
Oh, I loved Hugh. So, I really did feel like we connected. There was a spiritual thing happening there.
No, you definitely did. And I had, like, the photo evidence to prove it.
Yeah, we're definitely going to pop up some pictures of the Love Fest with you.
Yeah.
So we want to talk a little bit about, this has been some year, huh?
I guess you could say that.
2020 is really,
this has been some year. Yep.
Oof. Yeah. So.
Like you said, I don't remember the last time we did a podcast. It's probably before March. So it has been quite a while.
Yes.
A lot has happened since we last spoke.
Well, let's recap a little bit. So we started doing a podcast show with Amplify Clearwater. I think that was in April?
When?
May?
Oof.
At the beginning of the pandemic.
That's a question for Anish.
Yes. Anish would know.
I don't know. I think so, though. Around there, for sure.
So that has been what has taken up a lot of our time, I would say, in terms of putting out podcasts.
Yep.
But it has been so great because we have been able to interview all of the people that are in Clearwater, all the businesses. So we just interviewed the mayor, and we've interviewed like the owner of
Clearwater Marine Aquarium.
Clearwater Marine Aquarium, the CEO, just a lot of people. I don't want to even single anybody out because there's been so many. Woody, we did an interview with Woody Helfand, our fave,
yes.
Patrice and Associates.
Yeah, of course.
And it's been great, but, you know, that's really where a lot of the attention's been on the podcast. But we want to be able to provide some Christmas value to all of you today. So we're going to talk a little bit about reels first. I think that's important.
Definitely. I agree.
So reels is definitely the platform on Instagram that everybody should be taking advantage of right now. Yes. So the thing that makes me laugh the most is that people don't listen. Well, we get it.
It's a new, it's something new.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to wrap your brain around.
Perhaps a little intimidating.
Perhaps. But really the only way to get comfortable with doing reels is to test it and practice, which is what we do. And then we tell our clients to do it, and then they don't do it, and then we do it for them because we are codependent. And we enable our clients because we love them.
Yeah, we're enablers.
We are enablers.
And we're proud.
We are proud. Yeah, we give them a lot of value.
We really do. And yes, reels have been a great way to grow all of our clients' accounts more than I feel like anything else we've experienced probably ever, right? I mean, have you ever noticed this?
No. Well, let's talk about why.
Okay.
So reels came out with stories. They came out with IGTV.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Reels.
Oh, I did? Shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Instagram came out with reels. I'm following.
Listen,
I'm following too.
I just learned horse language and now I got to talk reels language. So what happened was Instagram put out Instagram stories because of Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram put out IGTV. IGTV never really landed like Reels has landed.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right.
So we're talking about why Reels landed. So if you remember, there was a certain president of the United States that wanted to ban TikTok. And TikTok has been the bomb, which we'll talk about soon.
Yes.
Like, that's a whole thing. We want to talk about TikTok. But basically, Instagram was smart. Why? Because, you know, Mark Zuckerberg owns it, and he's no dum-dum. Mm-hmm. So people, I don't care what y'all think, Instagram and Facebook aren't going away.
No.
So what he decided to do was create Reels, which is pretty similar to TikTok, but it's no TikTok.
Yeah.
But
Same idea. Fewer features.
Yes. It doesn't flow as easy.
I agree. It's still not quite there yet.
But it's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that we implore our clients to do it is because Reels is getting the most organic reach right now. So for all of you that think it's still a good idea to just post pictures, think of yourself in a sea of I'm never going to be seen.
For real.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so crowded.
There's too much. It's too concentrated.
Yes.
Reels, however.
Yes. You have such an organic pop on Reels that there's really just no reason for you not to.
Yeah.
I don't think we've put out any reels that have gotten less than 100 views.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had some that have had 2,000 views, which is 2,000 more than the two people that might see it that are probably related to you. So, because because we do organic media. So when you're talking about organic, we're talking about it being a very crowded space.
Yeah.
And unless you're putting money to ads, then you're just wasting your time.
Pretty much. That's why I'm so thankful for Reels.
Yeah, we really are, because mm-hmm. we want to get our clients seen, and we realize that they're maybe not in a position or don't understand the value of ads.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard enough sometimes for them to understand the value of just using social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just our clients. That's the masses, unfortunately.
Yeah.
2 years plus later, and it's still unbelievable how much we have to convince people to invest in social. Okay, so that's Reels. Reels is phenomenal. You can add music to it. You could put words to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cute right now for the holidays. If you're selling an item, maybe you could put the Mariah Carey song. Is, you know, ever who isn't singing All I Want for Christmas?
Exactly. Classic.
It's in my head all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do them with the horses today. That is All I Want for Christmas. All I Want for Christmas is Hugh.
Right.
Get it? We interrupt this awesome podcast to tell you about sponsoring podcasts. Do you know that some 57 million Americans listen to podcasts? And not only are they devoted to their favorite podcasts, they're also very open to advertiser messages because it's like 2020, yo. If you are interested in sponsoring this podcast, we would love to have you. Reach out to us. Hit us up, 13th Avenue Media. You can find us all over social. Enjoy the rest of the show. It's true. Okay, so that's Reels. Now let's talk about TikTok.
Okay.
All right, wait. That's the most exciting, so let's leave it for the end.
Okay.
Let's talk about LinkedIn.
Okay.
All right, LinkedIn, everybody. LinkedIn is, if you're doing B2B, that is where you need to be. There's just no, like, you not being there is not a great idea.
Doesn't get the love that it deserves, LinkedIn.
No.
You know, so much organic reach on that platform as well. I think there's a misconception that people think that it's still so serious, businessy. And while I think there is definitely a skew toward that, the changes they've made on that app to make it more like a typical social platform have just been incredible, especially in the past like year or so.
So it's so important to use LinkedIn. I mean, I think it's my first go-to in business is LinkedIn, mm-hmm. because I'm mostly B2B. And if I want to provide value to an audience, I'm going to provide it on LinkedIn. So what we tell our clients is we tell them to repurpose all of the content that we're providing for them on Facebook and Instagram and curate it onto LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Sometimes they do. And sometimes they don't.
It's great when they do because...
they get a lot of reach.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's engagement. Like, you have to engage.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody puts a comment, please.
And that's on any platform.
Yes.
Please, you have
to respond.
Please respond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, then you're really wasting your time.
Yeah, true.
So, and I think it takes a quick minute to really understand each platform. That's why we really encourage everybody to spend some time understanding it.
Yeah, I think every platform has like their own nuances, and like even the differences between like Reels on Instagram versus TikTok. Like, yes, they're similar, but they're such like different things you wouldn't know unless you try it.
Totally. Now, how resistant was I to TikTok?
Not as resistant as I think I was to TikTok.
Oh, really? First. You think I picked up on TikTok more than you?
Well, you picked up on it first.
I did?
You did.
Oh, I thought would, you did.
I'm going to say... You were on TikTok maybe 2 months before I was on TikTok. Now, we were on TikTok, both of us, way before, like, the majority of the world, I feel like. But still, you definitely beat me to that platform. And I feel like because the same reason that everyone is, like, hesitant to join TikTok, like, oh, it's for kids.
TikTok's...
Oh, all you do is
dancing. Yeah, it's just dancing. Okay, so that's really stupid. At this point, I don't have the patience for that anymore.
Yeah, I can't. It's not true.
It's so not true.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have done without TikTok during this pandemic. Agree or disagree?
Oh, 100% agree. 100%.
TikTok has been the most entertaining, touching...
Life-saving.
Life-saving.
Distraction.
I mean, it gave us new music to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It truly was the absolute greatest distraction.
Yeah. And I feel like everyone caught on during the pandemic because I just feel like now I feel like people on my Facebook feed and Instagram feed, I'm starting to see their TikToks pop up on there, you know? And I'm mm-hmm. just like, oh, you're picking up on it, you know? Now, because there's like more time on everybody's hands and...
It's the best. I'm watching so many dog videos on TikTok and I'm singing all of their songs.
I know.
I had a lot of things to do today, but you know what I did instead?
I took a nap.
It was a very good nap. So really, it's bad because it's a little bit of an addiction, but truly so much fun, right?
It's a really good time.
And if I care about you, I'm sending you a TikTok.
Absolutely.
It's an expression of love. So yeah. Once you get one, know that it's wrapped in love.
Yes, definitely.
I definitely have some favorites to send to people. Maria Campos gets a lot of the dogs that are wearing different costumes.
She would appreciate those.
She does.
Sure.
She loves them.
Mm-hmm.
So TikTok for business, everybody. Don't underestimate. But I really do think that the greatest advice that we could give you is to really spend some time understanding what the platform is. Don't just go in and start mm-hmm. posting.
Yes.
I mean, you're not Rosie O'Donnell. And the reason that I bring that up is because, yeah, Alyssa's like, what the hell is she bringing up Rosie O'Donnell for? So Rosie O'Donnell's pretty new to TikTok.
Okay.
And she doesn't, and so of course she has a check mark because she's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know what she's doing, but she does duets with people.
Mm-hmm.
And she also will follow people. And it really messes people up that she's following them. And she gets such a kick out of it. But she'll say, like, I don't understand how to tick or talk, but I'm learning.
Exactly.
And I'm spending time on this, and she's really enjoying it.
Yeah, and just watch. Like, I'm sure in a couple weeks, Rosie will be, like, a pro.
Yes.
Because all it takes is you start to pick up on the trends and, like, what, you know, features people use and, like, what exactly they're doing. Because there are definitely nuances of that app that you wouldn't know unless you spent time just, like, checking it out. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
So a few things to leave you with. I would say that we talk about doing Facebook Lives just all the time.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of luck with that with our clients. So what we do is we let that go.
I get it. I mean, there's like a lot of pressure behind doing a live video, more so than something that's pre-recorded, obviously.
Yes. You know? So. And the editing thing everybody loves. But yep. Facebook Live, again, will give you more views, more engagement, more people will watch. Facebook appreciates you doing a Facebook Live. So there's that. Yeah. And, you know, I know at the end of the day what people struggle with most. And what is that, do you think, Alyssa?
Their own insecurities of just being on video.
Everybody's thinking about what other people are thinking about, and guess what? People don't care about you.
Yeah, I get it. I know.
I mean, but that's what I like to tell people. Like, people aren't thinking about you as much as you think they're thinking about you.
Right.
I attribute it to, like, how people feel insecure about going on the dance floor first.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You know, like, mm-hmm. So just go dance because you like to dance.
Right, because everyone wants to be dancing.
They want to be dancing.
I know you want to be dancing on TikTok. I mean, you're a little nervous, and that's okay.
It's okay. But we do have to stop caring about what other people think. And that's more like, I don't know, that's more like therapy.
Yeah, that'd be a different podcast for a different day.
Exactly. But that really is the crux of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you really are encouraged to grow your business and your social platforms, then you'll be encouraged to take the advice of doing some live streams.
Yeah.
And Instagram Live.
Go for it. You got this.
You got this.
You can do it.
You can do it. So we just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah. What else? Anything?
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. happy vaccine coming in. We're very happy and we're very hopeful for the new world that we're going into. Don't be fooled. Just because it's 2021 doesn't mean everything's going to change. Mm-hmm. Wearing a mask is still a really, really good idea.
Yes.
We're down with that.
We're down with the mask thing.
So thank you so much for joining us. Yes. And if you ever want us to help you with anything that has anything to do with social media, we don't just do social. We do podcasting. We do videos. We're pulling into my driveway and all of the things are making noise. We also do consulting.
Yeah.
And if you want to sponsor this podcast show, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, reach out.
Reach out.
Sounds good.
Peace out, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in.